Leah, Nick Ames, you started following me on Twitter. It was catchy enough to make me want to click and find out more. What is it and how did the idea come about?
So back in 2014, I got my level 2 coaching qualification and I was lucky enough to run the Northumbria netball program for the 4th and the 5th teams at the university. And then when I was given my full-time contract at England last year, it just kind of gave me the opportunity that while I was training full-time, to be able to kind of create my own coaching business, which is something that I've really been wanting to do since I got my level 2 and finally had the opportunity. So yeah, created Net Gains last year, a nice catchy name to it, which I actually, it was my dad, I have to give him credit for the name for the business, because I was literally, it took me ages, and he just came up and messaged me this, and I was thinking, oh God, what ideas he's got, and actually, it was a really good one. So yeah, created the business, and been doing little bits for it up till now. I've been in some clubs and stuff, but it's really now that I'm looking, sitting down, and now that I'm injured and doing my rehab, it gives me more motivation to really start my business up and get it going.
You've been in Dame Allen's for a year or so, haven't you? So the time was obviously right to take it that extra step forward.
Yeah, definitely. I've been at Dame Allen's school in Newcastle. I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to go in and started just with some of the netball sessions that they do after school and at lunchtime. And then when they had the netball games afternoons, last term I was able to go in every afternoon then and run each year group, and we put together a program from the basics all the way up to like starting to introduce strategies to them. So it was really exciting, and that aspect at Dame Allen's was fun for me, being able to actually coach kids who actually aren't really sporty and are more into the academic. And actually it was quite good to see a lot of them enjoying netball by the end of it.
Team Northumbria is obviously the local franchise, but do you reckon you'll get to the stage where you'll maybe look to host in something similar on Teesside?
Definitely. Well, at the moment, what I am kind of basing the business in the northeast, not just in Newcastle. So I'm looking to expand more. I've done a few sessions in Darlington, where I'm originally from, and I've been to Bishop Auckland for a session. So I'm definitely wanting to, definitely go. I've been down to Grangetown last year, but I'm hoping to do a session there in the next few weeks. Got that lined up. So definitely if any clubs and schools interested in Teesside, it's definitely an area I'd been looking to build on it.
I mean, the nice thing is as well, feedback is no doubt going to be positive, and as a result of that, you'll be seeing more and more people come up to Team Northumbria home games.
Yeah, definitely. I'm hoping that a lot of the sessions I do, I try to incorporate the kind of drills and skills that we would do as NFL players. So a lot of this stuff, I'm trying to kind of teach the basics and really start getting some key components that we've tried to put into our games at Northumbria. So hopefully, definitely as part of it, I'll be able to promote Team Northumbria at the same time.
And all about getting the kids involved from a young age and developing their skills.
Yeah, definitely. My main thing is to encourage and inspire like netballers of all ages and all abilities. That was my big thing about doing it, is I didn't get into netball till I was 16, so it's never too late for people to enjoy netball. And I just love to be able to plan sessions and coach sessions in a mix of clubs, whether that be juniors all the way up to adults, or even, I know walking netball's taken off now, it would be another thing that I'd be interested in looking into and how that could work. So definitely it's all about encouraging and trying to make it fun, and I hope that people enjoy it.
That's important to you, and we are seeing lots of Super League players offering something similar.
Yeah.
What would you get out of it? What do Super League players get out of it? Is it just the fact they've given something back and shared some of their skills they've picked up?
Yeah, definitely. For me, to be able to go into a club and kind of share the knowledge that I've gained, like, we're lucky enough that we've been given this chance to go full-time in England, and really, we have the opportunity and the time as part of that. They encourage us to get part-time jobs and still try to keep some kind of something outside of playing netball going. And for me, definitely coaching is the thing that I do in Dame Allen's, and also doing Gals Netball Club that I do in Newcastle. The feedback that I've gained from them and just seeing them progress. Like, they've been promoted in leagues, and yeah, that's definitely what it is, just seeing kind of the results and how us just going in can make a difference. And one thing in particular really I got from one session was at Durham Palatinate, and the kids at the end, they were allowed to get signed autographs, and one kid was begging me to sign her trainer. I did not do it because I was not taking responsibility of her mum coming and telling me why there's a name on a trainer. But yeah, it's just things like that and just the excitement that it kind of comes with it.
I know, but you know when you've made it then, don't you?
Well, yeah, I was like, I did say that to the kid. I was like, you've just made my day.
We see the final home game of the season for Team Northumbria. That's been moved forward to 7 o'clock against Bath.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting one. Obviously, they had a good win against Wasp, but I still think they're definitely takeable. We can get a great performance against them. It's our last home game. We need as much support as possible. And really, that was the main thing. Our last two wins at home against Mavericks and against Dragons, it's been the supporters that have got us through it. When you're on the court and you are putting in everything, having the people behind you and cheering on is the best thing. And it does push you through the pain and through the bad times. But yeah, it's going to be a good one. I'm really looking forward to it.
The nice thing is, the tickets are £3 concession or £7 adults, and you're not going to be disappointed for those kind of prices for the standard of the game you're going to get.
Oh yeah, no. To be fair, it's going to be a good one. It's probably going to be physical. There's going to be some fast netball out there, and yeah, I think we're going to, if you come along and try it and watch netball for the first time, I'll definitely overestimate what you were thinking when you came to it.
How are you getting on at the moment? Everything all right?
I'm still doing my rehab. Injury still kind of picking up. To be fair, I've progressed to like squatting and leg pressing this week. I went down to see my England physio and that yesterday, and they were really happy with the progress. Keep going with it, start running in the next couple of weeks, but it's all about the little things, so I've got to get my stability in that right. But I'm enjoying it. I'm kind of enjoying taking a back seat and seeing some of the youngsters get experience on the court, and yeah, training hard.
So with net gains, back to that briefly, you said you've got plenty of sessions coming up. What's the best way we can find out more?
So if you email netgainsnetball@gmail.com or follow @netgainsuk on Twitter, send me a direct message. Someone will get back in contact with you straight away. So basically we kind of offer either one-off sessions, or we can come in and do a block session in your club, and we'll kind of create the session around either your needs or we'll, if you want us to come up with and give us the freedom to plan anything, then we'll do that. Also, I offer masterclasses in circle defence, so a specific circle defence session. I can vary the levels depending on the abilities in the club. I've also just started creating like coach workshops, so basically coming into the club and giving kind of warm-up tips, some skills, drills, and different things that the coaches can take back into their sessions. So yeah, kind of a lot of things going on, and hopefully a lot of interest in it. And people just give us an email or tweet us, we'll get back straight away. It's exciting. Hopefully we'll be taking on some more coaches in the future, especially with some more Super League players being involved.
And I mean, the nice thing is you'll be able to work with those who get in touch and come up with like a special plan for whatever, so that's not something that frightens you. You'd welcome
that. Definitely. I love a challenge, and one of my favorite things and what I love as a coach is developing new drills and kind of taking drills and stuff from other sports and trying to apply that to our sport. That's one of my main things, and trying to do different stuff, and also kind of applying a lot of like the S&C. Especially as someone who's had numerous surgeries, I really believe that prehab and S&C stuff that I do and the NSL and the England girls do can definitely be incorporated into the sessions, and that's one of the parts I really like doing as well.
Well, that's going to keep you busy. Best of luck with this. And you'll have to let us know how you get on.
I will do. I'll keep in contact. Thank you so much.